Hey guys, Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour is starting back up in February. February 13th, we kick back off in Orlando, but we're coming to Tampa, Buffalo, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City. The list goes on and on. Go to dansoder.com and see all announced dates. All dates are up and the tickets are on sale. Go buy tickets right now. I really appreciate it. And I hope you're doing okay. I think we'll go comedy first half, and then I really want to talk about McDaniel. But
McDaniel?
My buddy.
Oh, the dolphin.
The former dolphin.
Oh, sorry.
Now he's a porpoise. You know, he no longer has a porpoise. out of all the comics that we came up with, you have consistently done the funniest shit in late night situations.
Oh, hey,
that I
thanks.
Know no one else we're friends with would ever do. I'm Kevin Hart. Closing the set with I'm Kevin Hart.
Sure.
The wiping your...
The Conan tie.
Was he mad about that?
He didn't love it because his mic was on his tie. So he was like, what are you doing? This could ruin the whole show. But I had to do it. I just got like a weird jolt.
Did he calm down?
Yeah, he was cool. It wasn't the end of the world. But I asked to do his pod and he was like, we're good. So...
I can't get on there either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it's level of fame.
Okay, all right.
I think you, I mean, and you're fucking pretty famous.
So are you.
No, I'm below you, so we got to look at how it's going. To get on Conan, have us both on. How about that?
That would be great.
We talk about your late night sets.
Yes. Because
he did one of the coolest things that I've seen in the business, where the second time I did Conan, I didn't like my set.
Yeah.
Just didn't like it, didn't feel like it went well.
I didn't like it either.
He called me to the couch. And, you know, like say goodnight.
Yeah.
Because they do that. It's not like Carson. They're just doing it just
to do it. I thought the same thing. You're like, we're going to chat. And he's like, just shut up.
Shut up. I'll do this.
Yeah.
But he did something really cool where at the end of the show, he went, all right, that's all my time. He thanked the guests. And he's like, Dan Soder, thank you guys. Good night. And he went, and you know, it's like the crowd's clapping. He goes, how'd you think you did? And I go, I hated that set. And he just looks at the crowd. He goes, they fucking sucked.
Whoa.
Like that. And it made me feel so much better.
Whoa.
Instantly.
That's amazing.
Just to have that like kind of.
Yeah, that's huge. Because you don't think these guys are, you think they're just robots just out there like dancing monkeys. But they feel it.
Yeah, they're still comics.
Yeah,
so they still feel like. Conan's still a funny person, so he knows when they're laughing right or not.
Well, Conan changed his opener, his warm-up guy. And that changed. I've done the show. I did the show like 7 or 8 times, and it was like night and day.
Really?
From the new warm-up guy. And I don't want to shit on the old one because he's a funny guy. But the new one just changed the whole dynamic. The crowd was way hotter.
Really? You noticed a significant difference?
Completely. Completely.
That is crazy.
Because you got to think this is 5 p.m., Universal Studios, fat, you know, Cleveland people coming in on vacation with Mickey ears on. And shit, you know? And,
they just saw Jaws.
Yeah.
And now they're. Did you see Ryan Reese's documentary about warm-ups?
I told him I have, but I haven't.
I'm going to tell you, it's good.
Okay.
If you're a fan of comedy, it's fucking good because it really shows you, like, those dudes are necessary and they have to be good at it.
Sure,
but then it puts them in this weird position where they're going after, because when we were coming up and all I wanted to do was not have a day job and be a comic.
Yeah.
I remember the lure of warm-up.
Yes, yeah, you get dental benefits, health.
You're doing a show
paycheck.
Every day
in
front of important people.
Yeah.
You're working on it. And then you see it and you go, it is a trap.
Oh, completely, completely. I know the girl who does The View,
ooh.
And she's like, it's tough.
Ooh.
You got to be in there early in the morning, and you got to deal with all those crazy coos ladies. And
Who do you think is harder to warm up, Gutfeld or The View?
I would say The View.
The View, because I think liberal audiences are too like, don't say that.
And it's all ladies.
Yeah.
So it's all ladies who don't work. Because they're there in the middle of the day.
You got to be like, hey, fuck your husband.
Yes, exactly. And you're a husband. You're a white guy. They don't want that.
Yeah. And then Gutfeld must be pretty easy.
That's
you just jingle keys.
You just go, hey, my kid's in a Somali daycare.
Yeah, you go, hey, trans. And I said, Trans Am. And they go, Yeah, every opening for Gutfeld's audience, you just have to do, my pronouns are proud American.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck yeah. The View, they're like, it's like walking a minefield.
Yeah, exactly. You just go out there, Maduro, we got him. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Fireworks going on, American flag drop.
Just show him a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah! Ah! I love it. The view, you have to be like, I am incensed.
Yes.
With the pronouns used.
Exactly.
Did you see the way that gay dog was treated on the internet? You're like, no, I understand. That's crazy.
I know.
We should do a roast battle with the opener, the warm-up. Is it Mackie that warms up Gutfeld?
Ooh, he's a writer. I know he writes for him. I don't know if he's a warm-up. He's a weird warm-up. He'd be a
lot. He's so fucking funny.
He's one of the great joke writers of all time.
I watched him at the Cellar like a couple months ago, and I was like, this fucking guy.
Just did a special recording.
So great.
Finally.
Such tight jokes.
He's
never done a special?
No, isn't that great? Well, he had 8 of them, but then he would be like, they're not good. Scrap it. Yeah. So he couldn't live
abort.
With it.
Something I don't believe in. Make sure.
It's the only time he likes abortion.
Yeah, you got to bring that special to term. If you filmed it, you got to fucking... If you're pro-comedy, you better fucking release it.
I mean, it was late term, too, because that thing was edited. It had, like, art on it and everything.
In the ninth month, he slid in and aborted it.
You hypocrite.
I love this. We're back to busting balls. They can't stop us. Dude, I did a podcast episode with Tommy Pope.
Oh, nice.
Love him. We talked about the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's a big Eagles guy. I'm a big 49ers guy. They're playing this week. And then I talked about what it's like having a friend who's an NFL head coach.
Yeah.
Because you got to deal with sports shows talking shit about your friend.
Ooh.
Like us joking about Joe, we all know we love Joe. He's fucking hilarious. He can text us and be like,
that wasn't funny.
And that's fine.
Sure.
When you watch like cable sports shows and they're shit talking your friend.
Right.
It gets you, I can't handle it.
And also sports, what we do is subjective. So you go, that guy sucks. You're like, to you.
Yes.
He's not funny. To you.
Yes.
You lost that game. There's no way around that. You fucking lost.
Exactly. And that's already painful enough.
Right. Because
you want to see your friends do well.
Exactly.
Then what sucks even more is all these people coming in and going, I'm going to tell you the reason they did lose.
Oh.
They lost because they bad, bad, bad. And like Katie is, you know, obviously worked in sports forever.
Yeah.
And she kind of helps me navigate because I'll get mad and she'll go, no, it's that there's people that are analyzing them and people that are criticizing them.
Sure.
Those are the two differences.
Yeah.
But man, Pimp had to edit it out of the Tommy episode, but I was like, because I go on the Dolphins Reddit.
Oh, no.
And they were like, because I've stopped going to all comedy Reddit.
Good for you.
It's you have to learn how to not do it.
I know.
It's touching a hot stove.
It's one day at a time.
It's one day at a time, and it's touching a hot stove. Because the second you do go and you look and it's bad, it'll fuck your shit up.
Totally. I just deleted 2 videos the other day because I read some shit.
And you read, and I think everyone, Katie used to have a theory that everyone, like this is an old theory she had, that everyone should walk around with over, I think, 500,000 followers on Instagram just to see how it feels.
Oh, that's good.
To feel how everybody is criticized.
That's good.
And I feel like everyone should have a subreddit post about them.
Right.
Because you read that. And the first time I experienced it was the Opie and Anthony subreddit.
Whoa.
Because they liked me, and then when they turned that day,
yes,
I like had a coffee, and I was like, well, let me check the opening of Dan Soder, and then you go in, and there's like 193 comments, and you're like, you see the amount of punches you're going to take.
They're right.
They're absolutely
right. I had the same thought before I went to bed last night, and you just said it.
Yeah, and so it's, but there should be, you know how they do those things with like, period or pregnancy where they put it on a man and you feel the pain.
Yes.
Go, they should do that with Reddit comments. Like somehow it fires your synapse that causes anxiety and doubt. And you're like, and you go, now there you go. That's what happened if you put out a bad YouTube special.
Did you see that video of the woman who was like, it's got to be so easy to be a man. I wish I was a man. And she dressed up as a man, like full crazy. What is that Rick guy who does all the special effects?
Rick
Baker?
I don't know.
He does Alien and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. He's like the special effects guy.
So they got a guy like him to make her look like a man, and she went out for a week, and she herself.
No.
True story.
No
way.
True
story. Give it a Google, pimp.
Look it up. Because that's like, every time you bring up that situation, I immediately think of Eddie Murphy dressing up as a
wife. I know. I thought the same thing.
That's the best one where he goes so with the newspaper and he goes,
just keep it.
Eddie Murphy's day as a white guy on SNL is one of the fun. Go
top
it's,
five.
It's got to be on YouTube.
Easily. It's got millions
so
of views.
Fucking funny. No. Keep it.
Just take it. Take it.
I remember being a kid, being very little, and it fucking made me laugh. So Google says the story you're recalling refers to journalist Nora Vincent, who lived as a man named Ned for 18 months.
Oh, that long.
To explore male privilege, concluding in her book Self-Made Man that men's lives weren't easier and men faced unique emotional burdens and later died by assisted suicide in 2022.
Oh, sorry.
Though her death was due to major depression, not directly proven as a result of the experience, but the experience contributed to her mental
All
health
right.
struggles. So I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. Well, there's also, there's like a popular TikTok of a woman that went on a dating site as a man, and she like blogs about it, and she's like, yo, this is fucked.
Oh,
like,
really?
What women are asking versus like...
And that's hilarious.
But everyone, that's... I think what the internet kills off that we need to fight for is empathy.
Yes.
It's like, you don't, the reason, because I get sick of hearing comments, like comics go, I don't read comments.
Sure.
It's just like, yes, you do.
You do.
It's like the Epstein list.
Yeah.
You go, you know, if you're a very powerful person, you know a very powerful person that's a pedophile.
Right.
Don't act like you don't.
Yeah.
Tell me you do. Then we start working forward.
I know family members who are
there you go.
You know?
And they should be castrated and put on an island.
You hear that, Dad? Island. Come on.
Square. If you have a business, first off, good job. That is one of the hardest things. That gives me anxiety, the thought of starting a business. Like, where the hell do you start? What the hell? How do you get people to take you seriously? I don't know. Well, I know if I'm starting a business, probably starting with Square, the system powering half the places you use and buy stuff from. If you've ever tapped your cell phone, your credit card to a cell phone with one of those Squares, well, that's Square. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/soder. I'm telling you, the small business market changed with this thing because now you can take payment. I remember opening for Bobby Kelly and selling T-shirts. And he was like, yeah, they're like $25, dude. And then this guy showed up and he was like, I only have 20s. So I have a 20 and a 40. Is that Levity Live? And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. You can ask a bartender to go break it. And the guy looked at me like, I'm not buying a shirt. And then I told Bobby that and he got so mad. If I would have had Square, I'd have been like, oh, let me run your credit card. And then I would have sold 3 shirts. And then Bobby would have let me have extra pizza where he kept me locked in that cage when I opened for him. If you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Like I said, right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/soder. That's SQUARE.com/GO/soder. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. Factor meals, baby. It's a new year, which means you're probably trying to get these Christmas titties off you like I am, because I went on just an eating spree, and now it's a new year, and I'm like, okay, I actually have to put vegetables in my body and stuff, you know, like maybe no refined sugars, maybe no artificial sweeteners, you know, none of the stuff that makes food great. No, but with Factor Meals, I'm telling you, you can get good meals that taste great, good for you. They got weekly menus, options including like high protein if you're trying to bulk, get jacked, calorie smart. Wait, don't say that. High protein's not for bulking. God, this guy doesn't even know the gym. What I mean is you can do high protein, you can do calorie smart. My favorite, Mediterranean, because then it just makes me feel like I'm going to be a hot Greek dude. You know, I'm getting my John Stamos on. GLP-1 support and ready-to-eat salads. Plus, they got the new Muscle Pro collection that supports strength and recovery. It's always fresh, never frozen, and it's ready in 2 minutes. So you don't have to worry about prepping and all that stuff. Head to factormeals.com/soder50off and use the code soder50off to get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualify auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor.
But yeah, no, it's true. Before I met my wife, I was a big Tinder and Bumble guy.
Yeah.
And Bumble is crazy because the woman goes at you. That's sure. The whole spin. It's like the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah.
And they are, not to shit on all women and generalize, but they are terrible with pickup lines because they never had to do it. So brother, they'll be like, how's your Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's what you got? How's your Tuesday? Get out of here.
I hit a real lonely point in 2016, probably my loneliest, and Match.com, which if you don't know, when you sign up for Match.com, it's harder than applying for college.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to write like essays about yourself.
Ah.
Or like give and like what you want. And,
what?
And they like, that's why it costs money, because I think they actually try.
Okay.
It's not just
cool.
A Bumble algorithm that's just firing off.
Yeah. I'm just getting like women with blue hair. All day, yeah. You know?
It's like, oh, but I made the mistake of being like, I work in comedy, blah, blah, blah. Man, women trying to.
Oh, yeah.
I bet I'm funnier than you.
Oh, and you're like, that was a big one.
Bitch,
that was
a big you one. Ain't. I'll tell you right now, bitch, I got hundreds of hours of podcasting that'll tell you that you ain't.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me want to fuck you.
What?
Like,
the negging.
If on our first date, Katie was like, I'm funnier than you, I'd be like, you're out of your. That's just a weird thing to say. Katie's hilarious. And I would be like, ugh, it would just turn me off on you being funny.
Yeah, I think they're trying to bust balls and be neggy and all that, but it's weird. It's like a weird combative thing to come at me with. Yeah. Like, what if I was like, my tits are bigger.
Yeah, or you go, like, I'm a more emotional monster than you are.
Yeah, so right.
Why would you say that? But it's like people should have to go through the empathetic feeling of, it sucks to go online and read something about yourself.
That's great, because everyone thinks, I want more followers, I want 500,000, I want 1,000,000. Well, but if you have it, you get shit on all day.
Dude, or what you do is, it's not even you get shit on. It's just the random ass stray you catch when you're at the airport at 7 in the morning, and then you get comments on a video, and you go, I wonder who commented on this video.
Yeah.
And you look at the comments, and they go, this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He should kill himself, and you go, I really should.
I know.
That does remind me. I'm outside of a Hudson News going, I really should just fucking end it.
Well, it's surprising, you know, because side is up, by the way, in our society. And I wonder
if
comments.
Something's up.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey. Yeah, fucking not the employment rate or people making decent money.
Right. We got one thing, but it's comments have got to be on the list. Why is no one talking about that?
Oh, I think that's proven. I think that's why Australia did that thing where they tried taking kids off social media.
Oh, that didn't stick?
I don't know where they're at with it. I think they were the first country to try it.
Good for them.
But they were the first ones that did the gun laws. I mean, they recently, but that's they've had like, I'm not even going to talk about this because these fucking gun nuts jizz out their ass
when you
talk about it. But they did, like, John Oliver did a piece on The Daily Show years ago about how their gun ban worked.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah, it went 40 years or whatever.
But I haven't heard of a school in a while. Are we turning the corner on that?
Or are we just, you know, do they just, they're not even news anymore?
Did they move on? Was it like a thing where it's like, that's not even cool anymore?
Exactly.
It's not cool to spray up your school.
You know, hip-hop, I just saw that hip-hop has not hit the top 10 charts for the first time in 30 years.
Really?
No hip-hop song, which I think is a crazy shift.
What is
going
that?
On?
Well, you know what it is? It's all that ass country.
Country's huge.
Because it's the easiest.
Mm.
Especially for white dudes.
Right.
You're going in country, you don't have to deal with anyone else's culture. You're just going in and being like, I'm a white dude.
Right.
And then you just white it up.
Yeah.
You go, I'm from a rural part and I love beer. I got a girl that's cute and man, I love my country. And these guys jizz for it.
Damn, you could open for Gutfeld.
Dude, I might start doing that. That's the pivot. You see on Gutfeld, printing cash.
Yeah.
That was fun about Red Eye was he used to have everybody on.
I know. I did it. Sam did it. Schumer did it.
Everybody used to do Red Eye.
Yeah.
It was like a fun thing to do where you'd go and fuck around.
Tom Shalhoub.
You talk shit, but he always had it balanced. It really was. It would be like.
Yeah, that's true.
Andy was like pretty. Oh, libertarian.
Yeah. Right.
Schultz. Yeah. Bill Schultz was like wild.
Right.
He had Joe. He had like just a bunch of different people. It was. Yeah. It was great.
That's where I met Dave Smith. I saw all kinds of people on there.
Yeah. I met one of like the Maxim magazine ladies that Ooh. Was like older. And I was like, oh, the things I used to do to you.
Yeah.
But watching McDaniel go through this as like a head coach.
Yeah.
It's like been my buddy since seventh grade.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it's like awesome. He's an NFL coach.
That's incredible.
And he worked his way up to a head coach.
But he'll get a gig, right? Somewhere else?
Absolutely. In fact, I think he's better off because I think, and listen to me right now, I think it's a shit organization.
Damn.
I think it's ran by an old fuck that stabbed Mike in the back after he told him he was going to be all right for another season. And fuck the Dolphins. And honestly, fuck Miami as a comedy town.
Whoa!
When have you ever had a good show in Miami?
Well, I got to say, I just did it because I went on vacation with the wife and the kid to Miami, and I was jonesing.
Yeah.
So I set up a private show after she fell asleep. And,
that's hilarious.
And she...
You're creeping on with a comedy show?
That's my new stepping out. Yeah. I'm like putting a jacket on.
You
know,
how you doing? Yeah. If she comes in, I knew it.
Yeah.
You do it in the middle of a bit.
Instead of lipstick on the collar, I got notes on my hand. She's like, I knew it.
I saw your set list, yeah. Mark. I knew where you were. I'm kidding about Miami. I know a bunch of great people from Miami.
Yeah, Forrest Shaw and a bunch of guys.
Oh, my God. And you go down there. The vacations are awesome.
Sure.
I've just never enjoyed doing stand-up.
Well, have you done the Comedy Inn?
No.
It's in a Days Inn, and it's the best room. Big J told me about it. It's the best room in Miami.
Really?
It beats all the other ones. So go down there, do the Days Inn. You look at the lineup.
No, not for at least. McDaniel needs to get hired somewhere else.
All right.
I need to get over this heat. If you live in Florida, Orlando, February 13th, Tampa, February 14th.
Oh, that's a great town.
Tampa's the best.
The best comedy town.
One of the best comedy towns in the South.
What is that? It's something about the old people, the Jews, the Cubans. They come together.
It's wrestlers. It's sluts.
Yeah.
It's monster trucks.
Scientology.
It's just a bunch of crazy motherfuckers in the swamp.
Yeah.
And they're great.
They don't give a shit.
I love Tampa.
I love it, too.
I love going to Tampa. So there you go. If you live in Florida, October 13th, Orlando, October 14th, Tampa, Miami, TBD for a very long time.
If you're ever down there, check out the Inn. But go
to the Comedy Inn.
It's tough.
Check in at the Comedy Inn to see good comedy. Because if Norman's signing off on it. Because comics talk shit about Miami more than any other city.
Yeah, New Orleans is tough. But yeah, Miami is number one.
But you're from New Orleans and you admit it.
It's bad. But just comics are like fight clubs. We have these weird little rooms like go here, take a right down the alley, you know, blow a guy, buy some this, and you're in. But the clubs in the mainstream doesn't work there. You got to find these weird little back alley rooms.
Yeah, so maybe that's the way to go in Miami. You got to do these secret cheat on your wife shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Where she's asleep and he's putting a knife under her to make sure she's breathing. And then he's out. He's like, get to try a new one.
Yeah.
That's the new blowjob.
Right.
I tried a new one. Really sucked me to completion. But
exactly.
For those of you, you know, you're watching this on Tuesday, but we taped this. I just found out McDaniel got fired.
Damn.
Like right before you came over.
Wow.
Probably an hour and a half before. And I was hot.
Yeah.
Because they told him he was going to be all right.
Yeah,
they were like, you're going to get one more season. We're searching for a new GM. I think Troy Aikman fucking got Mike fired.
Really?
Troy Aikman's helping him with the GM search. And here's what I'm going to say. When you watch football as a fan, you notice when broadcasters are slanted for or against you.
Okay.
Like, you watch Chris Collinsworth, he loves Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bring up Patrick Mahomes any chance he gets because he just wants to slob his knob.
Got it.
Just loves the dude. When having a friend that's an NFL coach, you notice, you listen more when people talk about your friend.
Uh-huh.
And Troy Aikman shits on McDaniel in a way that I'm like, he doesn't like Mike.
Whoa.
And me and my friend Chad, who grew up with Mike, were like, Chad was the first one. I was like, I bet Aikman had something to do with it. And then I was just like, fuck Troy Aikman. Looking like white Jay-Z. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Can you bring up a picture? They said Troy Aikman looks like white Jay-Z. And
oh, I can see it.
So fucking funny when you see the picture. But that's what I mean. That's at the stage of grief I'm in right now.
Damn.
I want to fight everybody.
Well, wait a minute. You're our sweet friend. You're sticking up for your buddy. But what if you get trashed on Reddit? Is he coming at you? Is he coming at them?
He's too busy.
Okay.
But now that he's unemployed, probably.
There you go.
Probably.
What do we got here? Oh my God, that is dead on.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Fuck white Jay-Z.
How about that?
You fucking white Jay-Z helping get my friend fired. You
damn,
fucking prick.
That's crazy.
I was so mad. Jim Florentine is a huge Dolphins fan.
Mm.
So once McDaniel took over the Dolphins, is that normal? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you know me, you know I talk about therapy and the benefits of therapy. I've been seeing these people that are trying to be cool now, and they go like, I don't need therapy. Therapy doesn't work. Whenever someone says that, take a look at that person's personal life. Guarantee they need therapy. I guarantee they need. Everyone needs therapy. It's the human condition. Our brains are too powerful for our heads. That's why solitary confinement is considered torture. Because if you don't talk to someone, you can go nuts. But BetterHelp can help you get put in touch with a therapist that can, you know, let a little air out of the brain so you don't feel nuts. You can't step into a lighter version of yourself without leaving behind what's been weighing you down. Therapy can help you clear space. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/soder. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/soder. Let's get back to the show. Yeah, but it's like how you feel when you see your friends get trashed online.
Yeah, yeah, it stinks.
You're like, shut the fuck. Like that when Shane got fired from SNL, I got so mad at everyone that was talking shit.
That was
crazy. People that I knew that sucked.
Yes.
That were talking shit.
The piling on is wild. People go, oh, we can do this? It's a green light? Let's go. And you're like, you got to see the guy.
Yeah.
He has feelings. I don't get it. It's all about compassion and being nice. But then they're like, fuck this guy.
What's funny is Shane would tell me all the ones that would shit on him publicly and then privately be like, hey, sorry about that. I didn't really mean that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
There's
too.
A lot of those people.
The internet brings out, the internet is like the new booze, you know, where you're like, oh, you know, you go, that guy got drunk and like yelled at his wife. You're like, that's the real him.
Yeah.
And then you see Twitter at 4 a.m, you're like, what the fuck is Jeff tweeting? It shows the real you.
Yeah, you see people out in the wild on something and you'll like run into a Twitter account and you're like, I think I know who runs that. And that's crazy. That's how they are.
Yeah.
That's how they, because in person they can't. You can really hide. I think it might have killed empathy, but it ruined bullshitting.
Yeah,
people being like, yes. "Hey, how are you?"
That's true. That's true. You
it's
can
also
feel it.
That stamp of time.
Yeah,
people talk shit. That's why I'm glad I've never been a hot takes guy. Because I'm
good
like,
point.
I'm like, I'm wrong about most shit in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so wrong about stuff that I just know. I'm not gonna have a hot take.
Right, right. Same.
It's going to age poorly.
Exactly. And then someone goes, this you?
Yeah.
Five years later, you're like, no!
Dude, everybody needs to get this you'd.
I know.
Because by the way, the this you has existed in arguing, especially in couples, since the beginning of time.
Oh, that's true.
Bringing up old shit.
Look why at this text.
Yeah. Why are you bringing up old shit?
Yeah.
Remember that one time you said you would never let me go to your mother's? And you're like, okay, but I didn't fucking made that.
Yeah.
That's the new this you.
With a woman, though, with my wife, she's so good at arguing that I always want to be like, you said this. She's like, I never said that. I wish I had a fucking tweet.
Yes.
So it's so satisfying to show that proof.
Just to bring it up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I fucking got you.
I know.
Katie is very good at arguing.
Yeah.
And when we argue sometimes, she'll just have me dead to rights. And then I do this new thing where I go, over here. And she'll go, what are you doing? You know, like, distracting you? And most of the time it'll break the argument.
Yeah, that's
she's like,
good.
Can I just fucking say that? I go, over here.
Dangling a treat.
Yeah, like you're like I'm a rodeo clown.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have her fucking run at me and then get up on the wall.
Right.
He's like, whoa, fuck. Yeah, because arguing, and the internet is built for you to argue.
It really
is. It wants you to engage. That's why engagement culture, that whole,
I know.
Comment below. I love doing stand-up. I love the chance to just be funny for a living.
Yeah.
I don't want to engage.
No. No. God, no.
My engaging is going to cities and doing shows. That's my engagement.
Exactly. And the shit online, I read all of it. Don't get me wrong. With LeMaire and all that, I'm like, woo, baby.
And I didn't see it. That's what's nice. That's what I mean about being on Reddit and getting off the comedy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. Until we did the regs, and I think the episode comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they brought it up, and I was like, I didn't even know. And I love Lemaire.
Yeah, me too.
I would have known. I probably would have intervened had I known.
Yeah, no, like, don't intervene. Now you're in a thread that somebody goes, you know what? I hate Dan.
Yeah, oh, buddy.
And then he's going to go, that Dolphins guy should have been fired. And yeah, go, what the fuck?
When it gets brought up out of nowhere, when someone's like, yeah, and fuck that guy. You go, yeah. What did I do?
Yeah. I did nothing.
But watching, you know, because they were spectating that McDaniel was going to get fired at the beginning of the season because they started really bad.
Right.
And then he pulled it together.
Hey.
He had a quarterback that was falling off. Tua stinks. But people, I think McDaniel got fired because he tied himself to Tua, and they lost.
Tua. But Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua,
that
dude.
Fucked him.
Get brain damage on that thing. But I think that's a sign of my friend being loyal. So, like, as a friend, I go, fuck yeah, he stuck with him. And I hope the next team he goes to, the quarterback goes, well, this guy stuck with him, so I believe in him.
Yeah.
So I'll fucking play for him. I just hope McDaniel goes and wins 10 Lombardi trophies and then shoves them up the owner of the Dolphins' asshole, one at a time, just like he's packing the back of a fucking SUV.
Hell
just
yeah.
Funk, 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 just shoving Lombardi trophies. And I hope the Dolphins never win another game.
Woo!
You're stupid. Damn. Your old logo's better. Your new logo looks like a penis jumping through a NuvaRing ring.
Hey.
Your fans don't know ball. Uh-huh. A couple of them at the stadium, it was like crazy watching them not know when to cheer on third down.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck them. Fuck all that whole organization.
I like Dan Marino and Ace Ventura, but that was about the end of it.
That was it. And you know what? Marino lost his only Super Bowl to the 49ers, and he should have. He wasn't as good as Joe Montana.
Jeez, this is like a Reddit thread. This is
fuck
painful.
Yeah. Hey, Dolphins fans, here's my Reddit thread.
Whoa.
It's just me commenting on you. Fuck you. Your Reddit thread is fucking shit.
Wow.
All it is like, well, if we can get Joe Burrow, and then we can get this guy, and then we can do this, and John Harbaugh. I hope you never win a fucking Super Bowl. Suck my dick. Fuck you. Team McDaniel. Your owner stabbed him in the back. But there are Dolphins fans that I love. No, there are Dolphins fans that genuinely were like sad that he's fired or whatever.
There you go.
But the rest of you Euro trash fucking losers that want to just dance to techno, go fuck yourself. I hope a shark eats you.
I hope
shark attacks go up in Miami now.
Like PETA hears this and gonna be like, this fucking guy can never come to SeaWorld. Yeah. This is crazy. What an asshole.
No,
who hates Dolphins?
That's going to be a text where I send to Mike and I go, edit the shit out about the shit.
Yeah, no, let it ride. Fucking, yeah. This is engagement. It's all about controversy.
Are you going to keep your kid off social media?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, are you going to keep your kid?
Yeah. You know, late term abortion?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. No phone, no nothing. I'm going to go try to ride into the sunset to like 16, 17.
Are you going to be one of those parents that like, not in my house, you're not gonna have social media in my house?
Yeah, definitely. No, I don't want it anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's gonna happen. Like, my brother has two kids. He's like, when they get on the bus, it's over. The bus is like Reddit. They learn curse words,
yeah,
sex shit, porno.
Yeah.
It's all over on the bus.
Smoking cigarettes,
yeah, fingering, whatever it is. So I'm gonna try. And the kid is already, he's 11 months and he's already got a better attention span.
Really?
Like, he'll just play with a toy. Like, he'll hold it and look at it. And I'm like staring at him going, boy, I want to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this kid's better than me.
Do you guys do a lot of screen time with him?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't even put the TV on in front of him.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'll let him watch TV and movies eventually, but right now he's exploring, he's learning, he's playing with things, he's got a drum kit.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. He's got blocks and he just does blocks, which is, at first I was like, am I being abusive? And then I'm like, no, this is normal.
Yeah.
This is how we live for thousands of years.
Yeah, because now you go to the airport, and if you're at a restaurant in the airport, you'll see a kid with headphones on, a phone and a screen in front of them.
Totally.
And like they're Wall Street brokers.
Yeah.
Like little kids now have screens like they're fucking trading.
Yeah, they're doing crypto.
Yeah. They're like, this is nuts. I love that you're doing that.
I'm trying because it fucks you up. It fucked us up, I think. Remember how joyous life was? We just walk around and look at things?
I remember the pure feeling of anxiety I felt when social media came out, of being like, so what do I got to do? I got to post something.
Oh my God.
I got to post and I got to stay active on it. And it was like,
yeah.
It was weird. It felt a little like when I started like drinking.
Right.
Where I was like, I drank because other people were drinking.
Yeah, and it's a little social lube.
Well,
it's just easier. It's the same with the phone. It's something to go to when you're uncomfortable.
Remember, like, you never smoked cigarettes.
No.
But smoking, that was always the way out. You could just go, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And you could leave. But the phone's the new out.
It's the new out. You're in the elevator like, ugh, this is awkward.
I'm all on my elevator. If I'm walking the dog, I won't even look at my phone and it feels weird.
Yeah.
Because people are all on their phone. I'm like, am I the creep? Or my joke book. When I'm writing stuff on the train.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be writing something on the train in my joke book, and I'll be like, I think people think I'm a psycho.
It's like a manifesto. Yeah. It looks weird.
And then you're like, and it feels more comfortable to go in the notes app
and
write stuff down because people don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
List used to do this thing when we lived in Astoria, when we'd be coming back from something in the city, and you go from 59th and Lex up to Queensboro Plaza, you come outside.
Mm-hmm.
Phones back in the day didn't work under the
That's
ground.
Right.
You would go underground, and your phone wouldn't work. So I remember one time coming back from like, you know what, dude? And we're coming up out of the train and List, you know, that shit he does where he's like, two tickets, please. You know, listisms. We're coming out and he goes, phone time. Like that, jokingly.
Yeah.
And I watched as everybody went, yeah, he's right. They just went to their phone and you're like, oh, fuck.
The two things I heard were don't use it in a transitional period. Like if you're walking from here to the train, no phone.
Yeah.
You can look at it on the train, but not from there to there. That's a good way to start. And then no shitting phone.
Really?
Which is so hard.
What do you do?
You're thinking, it's horrible. I'm reading Ajax. It's brutal. But the thoughts that pop up are fascinating. You're like, oh, third grade. Oh, yeah.
I bet it's better for joke writing.
Way better. Your brain can go to that area because your brain's like hovering right here with the phone. And then when you let go of the phone, it has to go other places. And now you're off in different quadrants.
No phone poop.
Try it. Text me when you get done.
When I'm done,
and send me a photo of it.
Yeah. I'll show you how healthy it is.
Yeah.
But that does feel like we got to bring boredom back.
Boredom's big.
Giannis used to have a great bit about that.
You
need boredom.
You need it.
We got to bring it back. You got to just sit there. Over Christmas, the holiday break, we do a road trip, but I drive a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we split the driving.
Driving is big. You go real meditative.
But you don't even, I didn't look at my phone. You know when your phone tells you what you average screen time?
Yes.
I averaged like an hour of screen time.
Damn.
But it was because we were driving.
Right.
So the only time I look at my phone is when we get to the hotel. I like look at my phone, but then we're eating or like watching something else. And I felt better.
Yeah.
And it was when I got back home that I started like wake up, look at my phone.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Because a couple of years ago, I started putting my phone in a different room at night.
That's big, too.
Because on the road, I would wake up and look at my phone at like 3 in the morning.
And Reddit is kind of like the final boss of the phone because it's mean. It gets your blood pumping. But it's hot. There's tits. It's everything.
I will say, I know I've been like joking around about reading about yourself and your friends on Reddit. But if you like something, Reddit's great.
That's true.
That's why you have to remove yourself from the comedy
subreddits.
Because you go, I work there. I don't want to talk about it. Like, as a 49ers fan, as a Nuggets fan, I love reading the Reddit. You read, like, stories pop in, video games, movies.
Right.
A lot of the times, that's where I'll find out about movie trailers.
Oh.
Is on Reddit where they'll be like that new Russell Crowe Robin Hood, and I'll be like, I want to watch that trailer.
Yeah.
Or the Christopher Nolan.
Odyssey?
The Odyssey.
That looks fucking awesome.
And you're like, oh, yeah. And I get like pumped.
Yes.
I don't have the feeling of like, oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I got completely, I post on X.com, but I don't ever go on it.
Post and ghost. Post and get out of there.
This is the second football season that I stopped reading Twitter, and it has been way better.
Really?
Dude, I used to get so mad because I love, first off, I love the 49ers, but I love my friend Mike, and I want him to win. And I would go on Twitter on my phone, and they'd be like, fuck this guy. And then now I'm looking at some guy's Twitter profile trying to find his IP address because I want to split his head with a fucking Easton bat.
Damn, you get that angry? I mean, everybody's called a coach, said fuck you to a coach.
That's my dog, though, dude.
Yeah.
Also, Mike is like, it truly is different when you know the guy.
Have you talked to him? What does he think? Is he just like, what are you going to do?
I mean, he's
Did
probably
coaches
getting,
read it?
What's that?
Do coaches read this shit?
No.
They shouldn't.
No. He's not. He's nowhere near his phone.
Good.
Football season, I text him knowing he's not going to get back to me.
Of course.
It's only now. It's literally, what's funny is this week, because again, it just happened today. I found out he got fired because he was told he was going to be given another season.
Yeah.
I was on the toilet writing a real nice text to him. I had a long text about like, hey, the season started like shit. You pulled it around.
Yeah.
I think you're a fucking great coach. You're going to do it. But I was just giving him like a friend build up.
Yeah.
And then someone called me and I, you know, got off. I like, hey, let me call you back. I got up off the toilet, called him back when I got out of the bathroom. And then forgot to write the text.
Yeah.
And then today he got fired. And I went to text him and I saw this long thing that I didn't send. And I was like,
Thank God you saw that.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, fuck. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So then I had to send him one that's like, dude, fuck this. But he's probably getting like 6,000 texts today.
Oh, completely. Yeah. But imagine a football coach with like that obsessed with his phone where he's watching it during the game. Yeah. You know, and somebody's like, what do we do now? He's like, I missed it. Let me ask Twitter.
Oh, like when you get called out by your wife for not listening?
Yeah.
Because you're looking at your phone? You go, what did you say? And you go, well,
good point. Yeah, that's true.
I think that would drive you crazy. I think it's, I don't know, man. I think we're going to reach the age by like when your kid is hopefully 20.
Yeah.
That like social media is just completely gone or.
Or has like a governor on it at least.
You need it, dude.
You need it, yeah. Because it's
also just not good.
No.
If you remove social media from the internet, the internet's great.
Right. Well, you know, they say like two-parent household it changes everything or privilege or whatever. I think a kid without a phone versus a kid who's doing the iPad headphone at the airport all day, they're going to have different lives and different upbringings and different careers.
Yeah. Because I think the kid that's rooted in reality and sees stuff will probably just hopefully be a more logical thinker.
Sure.
Where those kids are just like, because it's dopamine.
It's dopamine. They're gacked out.
You're just absolutely, you're just putting your kid on a fucking huge thing of blow.
Yeah.
But I can't talk shit because I don't have kids. But you have a kid.
Yeah.
So do you feel the lure of screen time?
I do, but of course, because they're so annoying. So you just want to like give them a pacifier. But also, I feel bad because I'm on my phone.
Sure.
And then I'm telling him not to do it. So it's this weird thing.
It's smoking. People have done the bit. Ronnie Chang did it.
Great bit.
Trying to think who else did it. Social media will be the...
You watched Twitter when you were pregnant?
Yeah.
That was the big punchline.
That's
great. So good. But it's awkward because I'm like, oh, look at those. Look at Sydney Sweeney. And then I'm like, hey, don't look at that TV.
Stop. But I also think even for grown people, even like people that are older that grew up without the internet and then got the internet that want to act like it doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
It's crazy to open your phone and see a guy get, or like a lady get shot in the face.
Yeah.
That lady in Minnesota got shot.
That's crazy.
You couldn't open your phone without seeing it.
I know. Same with Kirk. He got shot in the
neck.
Oh
my God.
I was like, whoa.
When they first popped up. Yeah, because you're just scrolling and you go, and you know, he would do those debate videos.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go, was he debate? Oh my God.
I know.
Like, it's like the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones randomly all day.
Oh, yes.
You just open it. Where sometimes it'll be like, this guy fucked around and found out.
It's like
him just getting hit by a car.
I know.
Do you remember Banned from TV?
Of course. I love those.
Those were crazy.
Guy got hit by a train. Yes. Like this guy.
Yes. What's his name?
What's his fucking name?
Fuck. I always forget it. He shot himself in the face.
He was a politician.
Yeah. Filter's nice shot is about him.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't think of it.
But it's funny because we had to get a videotape to see 3, 4, 5 random things. That's just the morning. That's breakfast.
Yeah.
And seeing that shit.
No, not Joe Francis. It was Bud Dwyer.
Bud fucking Dwyer.
But Bud Dwyer was on that.
Yeah.
They also, Banned from TV, had a news clip from Brazil where they were releasing hostages. This is one of the ones I remember. And one of the terrorists dressed up like a hostage, but the Brazilian police knew who it was.
Uh-huh.
And they're all coming out of this building with their hands up, like, blah, blah, blah. And as the guy comes out, one of the cops just point blank rage with a shotgun to the chest. And that was on the video.
Pull it up. I haven't seen that. Yeah, sure. Dude,
it's
why
from
not?
Banned from TV Volume 1.
I haven't had my coffee.
Yeah. But you're right. You just wake up.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're just seeing Bud Dwyer every day.
Right.
Every day. And I remember we went to my friend Adam's basement. We had to make sure his parents weren't home.
Yeah.
And we put it on and it was like,
Oh, it was crazy.
What are we going to see?
Yeah.
Faces of Death was the same way.
That was a big
one.
I've
talked about this before, but it's crazy when you think that the internet is just that in your pocket.
Yes, Faces of Death.
All the time. You're waking up, I'm trying to find out who's injured for the 49ers against the Eagles. I don't know how the outcome is. Go Niners, I hope we did all right. But you wake up and you go, oh, an execution in Iran.
Yeah.
That the world's talking about.
How about the knife cutting with the guy's head off and it was like a dull blade?
That was the first one. That was the first one that was on Twitter and shit.
Yeah.
Where they were like, or on YouTube where they were like, dude, check out this link. And you're like, I don't want to watch an ISIS beheading video.
I know.
Because it's crazy that.
But there's going to be kids who saw that. And then there's going to be kids who see that every day. And then kids who never saw that. And they're both going to grow up in different paths.
I think you're right about the two-parent household, that it does feel like, because I, as someone that grew up with a single mom, I see where the lack of dad is.
Oh, really?
I see where the lack of, like, confidence or, like, just, like, a reassurance.
But you're pretty well adjusted. Cause
I've been in therapy for 15 years.
Still going?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm lifetime, man.
I pulled out.
Yeah, you did?
Well, Alan raised the prices on me that
did. He did, but to me, it was like I had to negotiate.
Did you?
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, this is too.
It was like a 30, 40% jump. But yeah. I'm like, he's like, I saw your Netflix. Don't try to get that one by me. And I'm like, no, it was $200,000.
Yeah, you don't understand. It's a licensing fee. Yeah. You don't even know what they do.
Half of that goes into editing.
Yeah.
So
that's all lights. That's all lights in the venue, baby.
Yeah. I had to fight with him. And he was like, you're really pushing back on this. And I was like, you taught me this. Yeah. I'm asserting. Hey, this is what you taught me.
That is great. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah. So you know, he fucked himself.
Yeah. Sorry, sensei. Yeah. You shouldn't have taught me how to fight.
I'm the master now.
Yeah, I've got the upper hand because I really like. He was like, "I raising," and I was like, "That's too much." And then I was like, "What? What do we?
Yeah,
do? What do we do?" And we found something that I was like, "All right," but finding a therapist that works. But you're right, like having a two parent household in that
huge
balance versus having phone or no phone.
Yeah, I think it's going to make a big diff because two parent household. We don't talk about that. We talk about privilege everywhere. That's a privilege.
Yeah,
that is a luck of the draw.
Can I argue though? As someone that grew up in a single-parent household, I see people with married parents that shouldn't be married.
There's a lot of that.
And I think the damage is greater.
Interesting.
I think they don't learn how to speak up for themselves because they watch. I think a lot of people are in shitty relationships because they watch their parents be in shitty relationships. And something I've always really valued.
I'm just kidding.
Everything I've always really valued was my mom was like, she's been married three times.
Yeah.
Once when she was really young, just like straight out of college. But watching my mom know when something wasn't working was very valuable to me.
That's big. That's fantastic.
Because it was going like, I don't need to be around this. I'm not getting anything. And I fucking know people whose parents, I mean, I'm talking about like years ago, I knew people whose parents were sleeping in other bedrooms.
Whoa.
And not because one snored or one, not for reasons.
They just couldn't stand each other.
Yeah, but they just didn't want to be divorced.
Right, right. Well, divorce is very healthy. I think if you get a divorce, it's usually for the best.
It's that Louis bit.
It's the Louis bit.
He says you should get married just to get divorced. It's like the feeling of, Rock had a great bit that he cut from his last special about divorce that I'm really mad about.
Can we hear it? Or
it's not recorded anywhere, but the premise was like, it's crazy to have an arch nemesis. He goes, when you get divorced, you then have an arch nemesis.
Right.
It was such a good angle.
That is great.
He has these bits that he does that he throws away.
I know.
It makes me, his old one that he didn't do on Shoot the Messenger was AIDS Ain't Shit. And he really
funny.
Chris Rocked it.
That's a funny t-shirt.
Like, AIDS ain't shit. AIDS, you do the hand. AIDS ain't shit. I saw him do it at the Cellar, and it was like one of my favorite jokes I've seen live. He was like, the AIDS made magic. AIDS made Magic Johnson retire with two good knees. He's like, Tom Brady could have AIDS. They would expect him to play in the second half.
Right.
And he's like, and they wouldn't, the announcers wouldn't even take it easy on him.
Wow.
They go, I know he's got AIDS, but he's got to pick up that weak side blitz.
Damn.
It was such a good bit. And he's one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time.
He's my number one probably. But,
really?
Well, he's the best with angles. He had when
best premises easily.
Easily.
Chappelle's my number one.
Uh-huh.
Because of the hours he's put out is full. Like,
sure,
Kill
catalog.
Him Softly for what it's worth. How important those hours were.
Yeah.
That was like Zeppelin to me.
I know, that was huge.
But
I still could do the Sesame Street bit in my sleep.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
And but Rock, you know, like I'll only ask him comedy questions because I have more like immense respect for him as a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest. And I asked him, I go, whatever happened to the AIDS joke? He was just down in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, I put it on the shelf. It works. And I go, well, yeah, but he didn't put it in anything. And then he didn't want to answer me because I'm not famous.
That is crazy. Let me just say his angle that I loved. I saw him at the Cellar years and years ago, and he was doing the notepad thing where he's just trying shit with no energy, no delivery, the whole Chris Rock, like, AIDS ain't shit. It was just talking.
Yeah.
And he goes, Hillary Clinton's running for president. Weird. Why would you want to work at a place you got cheated on?
Crazy.
And you're like, oh, great. How do we all miss that? That's great. So brilliant. That's such great. Simple, great. Angle he and does, we all missed it.
And he is. I mean, just like that's the best part of working in a major city with a historic comedy club is you see the guys go up and do stuff.
Yeah.
Where like I've been on the big everybody misremembers Dane Cook. Right. Everyone tries to shit on him like he was just some boy band and you go,
no, he was a beast.
He was a hammer. Killer. Still is.
Yeah.
And Drew Dunn opens for him.
Drew Dunn's a killer.
I love Drew Dunn. And we were, we had the same flight. He had a layover. We were, me, Murphy, and Sagalo were flying to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And he flew to Detroit for a layover. And he's like, I'm opening for Dane. And I was like, I think Dane is so funny.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it. Because I saw him at the Patrice benefit, the first one.
Oh, really?
That was the last show I bought a ticket for.
What year?
2013.
Oh wow, that's pretty recent for a stand-up to buy a ticket.
2012 maybe. I think that's, I mean, he died in 2011.
Dane died?
No. But I remember going and Dane was on the show and I was like, it was like Bobby, Big J, Norton, Voss,
yeah.
Colin Quinn, all like the tough crowd guys,
yeah.
New York guys, and Dane Cook. And I was like, and I really was like in the audience like, all right.
Yeah.
Guy probably lost his fastball. That motherfucker got me three times.
Really?
Harder than most people on the show.
Damn.
Like, he got me to the point where I was like, this guy is funny.
Yeah, well, you forget these guys blow up for a reason.
Yeah.
The kiss of death in this business is being cool to hate.
Yeah.
It's one thing to hate a guy, but if it's cool to hate a guy, you're fucked.
Because then people revel in it.
They revel in it and they go, I got to hate him because I don't want to be not cool.
Because what I tell Shane, I talked to Shane yesterday, I think it's hack to shit on Austin now.
Yeah.
It's just like, hack, what are you doing? You don't live there. You don't care. I don't give a shit about Austin. I like it. I like going there.
I like
there.
Austin too.
I like going there. I like seeing my friends that live there.
Yeah, they have good comments. It's not New York. We'll just put that in cement and let it dry. It's not New York. We're better than Austin, but I like Austin.
But I mean, even I that, it. I don't care. Even
I
that.
Don't care either because it's like a midget fighting Shaq. Yeah, you know, you're like, shut up. What are you doing? I can kick you.
But what I'm saying is like, I don't even like even hating on Austin. When
I'm not hating. I'm stating a fact.
Yeah. Well, this is where we get territorial.
Yeah.
It was always L.A. versus New York.
Yeah. Then the fires took care of that.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Because we never go like, fuck Chicago.
No.
Fuck Philly. Fuck Boston. It's always like, I don't know why. And I think it is because we know, because you and I both came up in New York.
Yeah.
We both know they're better at marketing and they're better at performing than we are.
Who?
LA comics.
Oh, sure. And the marketing.
And Austin comics too.
Yeah.
They perform better than us.
Right.
Like you go to the Comedy Store and you watch LA comics, they take the whole stage.
They're burning calories.
They're fucking moving. But some of them bring you into it.
Yeah,
and you're
sure.
Like, this is great. And you come to New York and we just stand there and go like, bap, 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 bap,
yeah,
bap,
well, they're
bap.
Fighting for a sitcom. We're fighting for Dave Attell's approval.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very different world.
Yeah, a guy who looks like he runs a mercenary squad.
Yeah, exactly.
With his gloves. He's dressed like Hannibal from A-Team with his gloves on and a cigarette.
Yeah.
He's like, I love it when a new joke comes together. But it is, I feel like if we, oh yeah, that was a good one. Next time, get into the mic.
I tried. I didn't know if I could get it low enough. But
you got to get the hips
one.
Up.
Next one.
I can't smell, so that's just pure comedy.
Beautiful. And this couch is very absorbent.
It's the place
so it'll
to
live
go
in
to.
Here for years.
Yeah.
This is like an ecto chamber.
Yeah, when Katie's making me mad and she's standing there, I'll hit it. Norman's old ass juice will come and fucking braise her face. Yeah, I think like if we woke up with the internet gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'd be very, it'd be very fun.
Interesting. That's a movie.
You just like
wake up, no internet,
and you wake up and you're like, how do I get food?
Yeah, how do I get the directions and email?
Directions
and,
is the biggest one.
Yeah, yeah. People are gonna be open almanacs and shit. That what was that? That map book?
MapQuest. Oh, well, MapQuest was a website.
That was a website.
Oh, Rand McNally.
There you go.
They lost all their money.
I know. They're Rand Kodak. They're yeah, Blockbuster.
They really are. They really are Kodak. I didn't think they were like, are you kidding me? Everyone's going to need a map. Where are maps going? Nowhere. Yeah. It's printing money.
You're worried about McNally. He's in an alley right now.
Suicide watch on that guy. Yeah. Hope that guy doesn't go on Reddit. Mm. They're like, fuck this map. Map ass bullshit. When's the last time you used a map? Do you remember?
I mean, I'll maybe use the one, you know, you go to a crazy hotel where they're like, here's the layout of the hotel. Yeah, that's about it. And you're like, oh, there's the pool.
I think that's the last time I used a map, too.
Yeah.
It really is where you go, okay, so there's a Chili's.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I go out the hotel and take a right. The Chili's is right. That's really the only
that's
map
the last
I knew.
Time. Maybe Candyland, you it's know,
always,
all that.
Yeah, it always, or just fucking, because like, I visited my grandma one time, and this is 2008, and I had to write down, I didn't have a smartphone, so I had to write down in a Mead notebook.
Directions. Turn left at the Chili's.
Drive 98 miles up to exit so-and-so, get off, go this for this many miles. So then you're like looking at your counter and you're like, all right, I'm actually up 40 more miles. You're doing math.
I know. It's fun to use your brain again because we've lost all that. That's all gone.
Remember phone numbers?
Oh, they're gone. I had a million up here.
I
was Rain Man.
It was crazy. I used to remember friends' old phone numbers.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I do remember to this day though, like 5 cell phone numbers from back in the day. I think my friend still has it. Call it. 720-220-8, is it 220 or is it 8? It's 800.
That's how they get you.
Dude, my friend will call me and be like, motherfucker, I still have that.
Yeah, my friend did that prank on me. They put my number on Craigslist when I moved to New York. My jerk-off New Orleans friends. And they're like, you're leaving us? Fuck you. And they said, he's selling his phone for $2, his iPhone. Here's his number. I got calls for months.
That is like, Lewis does that to us every
day. Yeah,
yeah. I've had people text me, like, my old number, and they'd be like, hey, Lewis, release this on Skanks. And you're like,
oh, what a.
And then I get mad at Lewis, but Lewis has like this like way of rationalizing it that made sense to me. He's like, it's just like your DMs, just don't look at it. You go, in the moment it made sense, and I walk away and I go, why did I believe that? No, it's not. It's my personal number, you dickhead.
Puerto Rican logic. It doesn't make sense. But
a blade is a gun that you walk to the final destination.
But back to the map stuff. Remember you had no dad.
Yeah.
So I had scary dad. My dad was like the dad when he pulled in. You're like, dad's home.
Oh,
get
my
the
God.
Fuck out.
I would go like this. I'd be on the porch like, hit me. I want to feel something.
Yeah.
Strike me right in my fucking chin, dude.
Oh, my dad was crazy. But he would do the like road trip, and then he'd pull over, scratch his head, lay the map on the hood, and be like, all right,
The old fucking...
The old school way. You know, he's holding like a warm beer, looking at the map, and then a guy would pull over and be like, you need a hand? And he's like, all you got to do is go 2 rights. Da, da, da. And it was a fun time because it was like communal.
Yeah.
Everybody was in the world together. And I recently had a car breakdown on the Jersey Turnpike.
Sure.
And 2 guys stopped to help me.
Really?
Crazy. One guy was like, oh, it's your flipper rod. That's your problem. And I was like, oh, what's a flipper rod? And he's like, just tell him that I got to go. And I was like, okay. Then another guy pulled over and goes, I have a trailer. I can bring your car to my house, and then you can figure it out from there. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went to his house with him,
what?
Random guy, ate dinner with his family, because I was there, and his mom's like, come on in. It was like way out in Jersey. So they were just nice, regular people. Had dinner with his family. I'm talking to him. He's like, well, leave the car here. You got a mechanic. Tell him, here's my address. Come pick it up here. And I was like, okay. And I took an Uber back to the city, and I got a mechanic to go to his house. Then here's the crazy part. Right when I was leaving, I was getting the Uber. The guy went, comedy.
No way.
So he knew who I was the whole time.
That's great.
So
that's great because that guy I know is just like, that's fucking Mark Norman.
Yeah, we're eating, the whole time chicken with like, his mom.
That's crazy. And then he's like, comedy.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Got me right at the end.
Also, that's what we need more of. It's like just people be like,
People being people.
It's so easy to just go online and be like, yo, fuck everybody.
Yes.
And I feel bad for people that don't have people in their real life.
Totally. And I'll tell you, it opened up something in my head because I would never be the guy to stop. You drive by, you see a guy pulled over or broken down, you're like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And these guys are the people that stop, and he saved my whole day.
More of them, less of us.
Yeah.
We need more of those guys that are fucking pulling over and being like, what's your trouble?
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Also, what I don't like about the internet is, like, even now with this conversation, like, when I get riled up about stuff and then you calm down, you go, well, I feel different now. I had to go through that emotion to feel different.
Yeah.
The internet's permanent and it's very first reaction.
I know. Everybody flies off the handle and they start typing.
But then that's how the this you happens. Because you go, exactly. Oh, I was fucking reacting in the moment and I said this. I didn't have all the information. I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Yeah.
So I like you can get this you'd so easy because, dude, if I talked to McDaniel and he was like, it's best for everybody that I leave and take the job. I'm not even that. I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. But I'm just saying if that were the case, then I'm like, Troy Aikman was a good quarterback.
Exactly.
And the Dolphins franchise, I like your colors.
Well, you need like a breathalyzer for anger.
Yes.
For the phone. Like some kind of like
dude, the way
Fitbit.
The way they fucking start. People get too many DUIs.
Exactly. Your blood pressure's too high. Your heart's pumping. You can't use the phone.
They go, your adrenaline's spiking.
Yes.
You can't post.
Yes, exactly.
You can be like, bloop, bloop. And then you're like, okay. Or too good. Horny.
Oh, that's good. You see how much blood's in your dick?
Yeah.
Phone won't open.
You got to prick your thumb on the phone and they go, you're too horny or you're too angry.
Right.
Either way, you got to calm down before you can post.
Too horny, too angry. That's my memoir.
Too horny, too angry is absolutely going to be the name of this episode. How lucky are we to have came up with the friends we did?
We had a great class. Bill Burr always said after his group, he's like, ours is one of the best he's ever seen.
That's
which is such a nice thing to say.
That's an awesome compliment. But like, I'm so lucky. It's like fun when you watch, like before the podcast, we were talking about, you know, when we see people doing Norman impressions of young guys coming
crazy,
up.
Crazy.
I love it. Because I go, I saw you become that comic.
I know, but I feel like Oppenheimer. I'm like, I'm destroying worlds. This is horrible.
No,
don't be me. Go be somebody else. Yeah. Go be Shane or Jezelnik.
But even Shane, like when you see someone doing Shane, you go like, hey, man, you're doing Shane.
I mean, how many behind the back hands?
But
everywhere I go, I'm counting behind the back.
Let me just state for the record, and Shane will agree with this.
I know what you're going to say.
The behind the back hand, Bargatze.
Nate did it first.
And because I used to call it the Admiral.
Oh.
Where I go, you're doing the Admiral too much.
Admiral Levine.
Where he would stand with his hand behind his back like that.
Yeah.
Well, Nate has a joke about that. His shoulder got injured.
Oh.
Because of how he was standing. You were still on the road with him when he was doing that.
Whoa.
He had a whole bit about, I hurt my shoulder just by the way I stand. And it was because he did the Admiral.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Shane does the Admiral. But to me, Shane is the double clasp.
Double clasp with the out every now and then.
The out every then. Because double clasp stay in, tell.
Oh, yeah.
Double clasp out in chain.
And Burr is a cutting
Burr
right
hand.
Burr
is the hand down.
Yeah.
But also the mic shift.
Yes. And the elbow on the
and
mic,
and the elbow
too.
On it. And the what do you got?
Yeah.
Bargatze is the both hands. Crazy.
Yeah.
We'll throw it up.
I'll crazy.
Bananas.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of whoever does that. What does List do? List does the hand in the pocket sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
McJay does the sit.
Yeah, I'll do a chin rub.
I do the hop back and forth.
You do a kind of a hand like this every now and then.
I'm a little wavy baby.
You kind of do a wrist thing. Yeah.
Dude, when we were coming up, this is what it was great. This is why like I feel like honesty needs to have a resurgence.
Yeah.
Bargatze one time came and like pulled me aside. He was like, hey, you're doing the Burr shifting.
Oh.
And then you just like watch it and you go, oh, yeah. Then you're just lifting your hand.
You gotta retool,
Because there were comics that I go, hey, you're doing the Shane delivery.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know it, and they go, oh, thanks. Now I'll actually. And you're not saying it's shit on
me.
You're just going like,
it happens.
Swatch your hand, dude. You're like. It's like the way basketball players like change their shots.
Yes.
You can put your elbow in.
Somebody told me I was doing Norm's over here. He'd be like, oh, over there. He'd be like, you know, Norm's like, so a homeless guy over there. Or this guy's being a dick over there. And I started saying, so I was fucking my wife over there. And somebody's like, that's Norm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. And I had to drop the over theirs.
Just because, I mean, how many people did we watch start doing the knee slap after Chappelle did it?
We don't like when he does it.
Yeah,
so Chappelle did it.
It was
that.
Like, yeah, dude, that was the one thing about that last special where I was like, stop.
I know.
Just every time, I just want to hear you.
Yeah.
I miss you. I miss you.
Yes.
He sort of grabbed his face, like Hook, and be like, where is
Come
he?
Come back.
Here you are, Dave. You know, and he moves his face. Oh, bumping mics. Yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, that's your thing. I got you. You kind of do like a this
little deal,
little web shoot.
I do a little limp wrist.
Spider-Man.
It's just having a dead daddy's hard. Dead daddies are hard.
Crazy.
bananas. It's me. It's bananas.
Yeah.
We might be drunk. Tuesdays with stories. The specials on YouTube. The specials on Netflix. One of the best out there. A real mensch.
Hey, it's good to be back, baby.
Mark Norman, baby.
Sorry about farting on the couch.
Oh, no, dude. Thank you for giving me ammo.
Comedy.